website, or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. You God is not limited by a fixed income or a bad economy. Hello, somebody. The Lord can prosper you when nobody else is prospering. On your block, on your job, in your community, God can still prosper you if you prosper on the inside. If your mind is right, if you can see it, you can receive it. He said, Abraham, how far can you see? As far as you can see, I've given that to you. You better see further than $5. Lunch money, coffee money. Crumbs on the table, you loose here. It's the will of God to prosper you. And I'm not talking about just greedy money stuff. It's the will of God to prosper you. We have a kingdom to establish. We have a domain to take dominion over. And you need finance. You need favor. You need some currency. See, currency moves. It's like a current. You need some cash flow. Tell somebody I need cash flow. And God's got it. I'm preaching better than y'all claps. I need some saved folk that got some vision, that have some passion. Come on, we're moving somewhere. We're taking some territory. We're establishing a kingdom where our God reigns and rules. King of kings and Lord of lords. Ain't nothing cheap about God. Ain't nothing stingy about God. You just don't get things a lot of times because you don't act right. You all whack. You all jacked up and acting all crazy and don't know how to act when God does bless you. Say amen, lights. That's why you go. That's why the spirit of lack attaches itself to you. In God, there is no lack. You got to let patience have her perfect work, that you being perfect and entire will lack nothing. Patience is a sign of maturity. God's not going to give you certain things till you mature, till you act like you got some sense. Jesus operated from his relationship with his Father. You never saw him bragging about stuff. Look what I can do. You know, four blind eyes was open yesterday. He was a son subjected to his father. He knew that his father was working, he worked. I do nothing of myself. Even though he could. Don't you know I can pray unto my father? He sent more than 12 legions of angels to rescue me. Don't you know I can do these things? If you be the son of God, do this. But he would not. He said, I derive my identity from my father. If it's a time for me to suffer, I'll suffer. Time for me to prosper, I prosper. Abraham had to learn this. He had to labor. He had to say no to some things. He had to resist some things. He couldn't look at his body then, nor at Sarah's body, even though Sarah was beautiful at 90. He couldn't consider. He considered not his own body, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. That's why it's essential for us to praise God. You want your faith to get stronger? Learn how to praise Him. No matter how you are feeling, No matter what you are facing, learn how to praise God anyhow. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anyhow. We are created to praise anyhow, anyway, no matter what. Because God always causes us to triumph. You don't have a testimony where God hadn't brought you out. I don't care if you saved, God has always brought you out. God has always freed you up. He has always delivered you. He has always made a way. Yes, he has. Therefore, we learn how to praise him even when the battle is raging. This too shall pass. Thanks be unto God that always causes me to triumph. You get a hold of that, get that established in your spirit. No man can stand before you. No enemy can resist you. No devil can stop you. When there's a temporary problem with the cash flow, just say, my God shall supply my every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You know, the Bible says he became poor that we might be made rich, not just with dollar bills, rich in faith, rich in joy, rich in love, rich in peace, rich in generosity. So no matter what I'm going through, I'm rich. Hello, I'm rich in these things. Rich in wisdom, rich in knowledge. You are never lacking in any situation because God has made you rich. Now, it's another thing to go from being rich to becoming wealthy. Oh, hallelujah. When you get wealthy, your money making money for you while you sleep. While you spending money somewhere making money for you. You need scores of accountants to keep up with stuff. While you lay in a hammock in Nassau, Turks Island, you know, Tobago, Jamaica, Kingston, Montego Bay. Come on, somebody. You don't have to feel uncomfortable about that. God ain't afraid of that. Well, I don't know. No. When you get it inside, under him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you ask or think, God is able to take this thing further than you ever thought, more than you ever dreamed of. You let him build it on the inside. But you have to labor to enter into that rest, that assurance. Tell somebody, I'm already blessed. Every need is met. Come on, every need is met. The way is already made. The door is already open that no man can shut. God has already prospered me. All I have to do is keep walking in the pathway. Hello, it's inevitable. It will overtake you. You don't have to seek out the Hagar. Just stay in the path of the promise. Somebody say it's been 10 years. Well, keep waiting. Keep believing. Keep working. Keep doing what you do. And do it with excellence. Do it as unto the Lord. Because I guarantee you, your appointment is coming. Tell somebody, I'm next on the list. My time has arrived. It's my time of Kairos. My new season has started already. Come on, somebody. I say it started already. It started already. The wheels are in motion. Hallelujah. 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 Don't you let the spirit of slavery, the spirit of bondage come on you again. You know what the spirit of bondage is? Those are familiar spirits. They try to pull you back into old mindsets. Get you comfortable with the old you. You know, before your breakthrough. And they will come, try to talk to you. When you face adversity, when you face choices, when you don't know which way to go, they'll come and try to pull you back. Tell the devil he is a lie. I'm not going back into bondage. I don't have a spirit of slavery. I have a spirit of adoption whereby I cry, Abba, Father, Daddy God. Hallelujah. He's not just my father. He's my daddy. That's a word of endearment. Daddy God. Abba, Daddy. Daddy God. You say, develop a language. Let me tell you, help you with your prayer life. Develop a language. Develop a language to talk to God. Stop talking to him religiously. Thou art highest above all the heavens. Glorious to behold. God's probably up there just like, oh, Lord. Who are they talking to? They're talking to me. Okay. No, that's Daddy God. You need to be able to tell him, Lord, so-and-so made me so mad yesterday. You know, you saw me. I'm glad you took cussing from me because I would have cussed him. Y'all don't know Daddy God. Think God be blushing at that. God is listening to you intently because you're sharing intimately. You're talking to him in ways you would talk to nobody else. And believe me, he understands. He longs for that fellowship. Lord, I should have been bold, but yesterday I was scared. That they told me it scared me, and I don't want fear. But you saw my heart, and I was afraid. But Lord, I don't want to be afraid. Don't you know right away God starts working? Because he's Daddy God. You know, when you have children sometimes, especially little ones, you know some stuff that they did. But when they start to go, you want them to be able to tell you themselves. You know, they were supposed to be in school. You find out they didn't go to school. Well, you say, how was school today? It was good. That's just an example. You understand what I mean? But you want him to be able to talk to you. Daddy God. Get him off the throne with the lightning rod. Looking at you waiting for you to make a mistake. He's Daddy God. He's the one that wants to come and walk with you in the garden. And talk with you. And put his nature in you. And tell you everything's good.
We have come to the close of part 4 of our series entitled The Supernatural Presence of the Great I Am. Our message has been labor to enter his rest. The vision is bigger than you, and you don't know how it's going to happen. Well, pray and believe. Keep the promise before you until you capture it in your heart. If you capture it in your heart and in your spirit, the natural experience will begin to change you. Holding the promise affected Sarah's womb until she gave birth, but she had to come to a place of complete rest. There are some battles in your life that must cease. Rest, be strong in faith, and give glory to God. He will bring you out every time.
This is Trevor Banks again. And I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.